the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
A reading from Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:4. Wayne, Lorna, Alan, family and friends, this is a beautiful text taken from a beautiful psalm. It sings and it actually proclaims of the blessings and the riches of life under the shepherd-like care of the Lord. The care that Clarice and all of us have lived under since childhood. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Indeed, it is a beautiful psalm, full of comfort and protection for you. It is full of comfort and protection, especially right now in the midst of your grief and in the midst of the death of our dear sister Clarice. But how does this psalm specifically fit into this moment of death? How does it specifically fit into this moment of grief and pain and sorrow when a mother has departed from her children, a grandmother departed from her grandchildren, a friend from other dear friends? Well, there's no doubt about it that you, as a family, loved and were loved by Clarice. There was no doubt about it that Clarice was loved at the swing bed unit in Lisbon, where she smiled and loved the staff back. All the years together, all the countless coloring sheets and all the sewing projects, all those memories were ways that her relationship was strengthened and deepened with all of you. However, this has all ended. This has all ended. It has pleased the Lord to call her home, which means that you sit here without your beloved mother, grandmother, and sister, Clarice. Which means that you sit here with a suddenness in your heart. You sit here looking for assurance, for an understanding heart, and maybe a helping hand. But now listen to our psalm. As we sit here this morning, listen to this psalm which has a word for you and for all of us in the time of distress. Here we find the comforting words that our heart seeks. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The psalmist that wrote this feared no evil. Why not? Because the Lord was with him. The Lord's rod and staff comforted him. The Lord was his rod that showed him the way even in the dark. The Lord was his staff that protected him and gave him strength to go his way fearlessly. Although enemies were lying in wait for him at the right and at the left, so it is with you this morning who mourn for Clarus. It is true, my friends, that the road of our lives are narrow, the shadows of evening will fall upon us, and the dangers of lonesomeness and bodily weakness will threaten us. And it is a terrible thing to be lonesome and to have no one to whom one can tell his innermost thoughts. It is terrible to be afraid. However, listen to the psalmist this day. Listen to the Lord God's word for you and for me in the midst of this time, and that is this: I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Dear family and friends of Clarus, the Lord, the Almighty One, yes, that merciful One, the Lord God, he stands with you. He stands with you always. It is the Lord, the Good Shepherd, Jesus himself, he is with you that you need not fear. He is with you that you need not be afraid. His rod and his staff will comfort you. He has overcome death when he died on the cross and rose again that Easter morning. He can console you when the hour of death overshadows you. He has taken away the sin of the world, mine, yours, and Clarice's. Therefore, you shall not want, neither in life nor in death. Wayne, Lorna, and Ellen, the Lord stands with you. The Lord stands ready to be with you in this hour of distress. He stirs up the soul. He gives courage in loss. He gives strength in weakness. He cleanses our hearts with forgiveness. He enables our minds. He directs our thoughts to that which is everlasting. He will be our rod and our staff in all the confusions and anxieties of life and death. The Lord is your shepherd. With him at your side, you shall not want. Family and friends, we must all descend into that shadow of the valley of death. We descend by various paths at various ages, but we must all descend. The hour may be much nearer than we think. Today we are well, tomorrow we may pass away. Who knows how near this end may be for all of us? Is there anyone we can say to ourselves, is there anyone ready to step to our side, to be at our side, to be with us? Is there anyone ready to protect us from all of this, the sting of death? Yes, there is. There is one. He will be with us. We need not fear anything, not even bodily death. His rod and his staff, they comfort us. He overcame death when he died on the cross and showed us our hope in the resurrection, that it is sure and true when he rose again that Easter morning. That is Jesus the Christ. Thus, even now, when the hurt that has settled into our hearts over Clarice's death seems ready to wash away hope, we actually cling to the consolation that is with us always. Only God's baptismal promises can sustain us when the hour of death threatens to overwhelm us. That is, by Jesus' death in our name and our baptismal death in his name, we are already, yes, we are already having one foot in the resurrection. In God's baptismal promises, Clarus and all of you can rest, not in your heart's desires, which fade and wither and wear out over time, but you may rest in the grace of God, which works entirely by raising the dead. My friends, no uncertainties this day, no anxiety this day, just God's abundant, unbreakable promise that you and me, that Clarice, that we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, oh, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. This, my friends, is our mighty Lord, the shepherd of our souls, Jesus Christ, who stands at our side, who stands at the side of Clarice. Upon Jesus depends all. Your death, your eternal life, Clarice's death, and her eternal life. This morning, listen to his voice. The Lord Jesus, he comes to you with his words. He comes to you with words of comfort and protection. Hear them. Use them, especially now when you are so shaken by Clarice's passing. In Jesus' sheepfold, you, my friends, shall not want, neither in death nor in eternal life, for Christ stands at your side today, tomorrow, in death, and also in the resurrection of the dead, and forevermore. Now may the Lord of peace himself, Jesus Christ, lead you with his rod and his staff through the darkness and dread of sin and death, and give you peace, yes, give you peace and hope and courage always in every way, until he graciously takes you from this vale of tears to himself into heaven. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.